Hey, what's going on, my friends? This is your boy, Dave Sharp. That's the sound of love in the morning. All right, my friends, here we are back in the saddle, back in the game, back at it again. And our guest today has done this two times per day, and it's exploded her business. Let's hear what it is. Amy, welcome to the show.
Hey, how are y'all?
Show us the whole Snoopy shirt. Now, don't be greedy there.
It says, I'll do it tomorrow. Which is so not my motto.
Well, why do you got the shirt then? You just like Snoopy that much?
I like the color and I do like Snoopy.
It does look nice on you.
Yeah, thanks.
So what is this thing that you're doing two times? Let's just change it up a little bit and give people some nugs right up front. And then we'll get into the story and so forth here in a minute. But what are the two things that you've been doing every day that's exploded your business? And the one thing you can tell us before you tell us that is, are you a seasoned online veteran? Is this something that, or are you brand new?
I'm brand new as of 6 months ago.
Okay.
So does that make me seasoned yet?
You're seasoned to a certain extent. You're not crispy like us,
simmering.
like us grizzled vets. You're not crisp. And then eventually you turn anyways, but, You got to know when your expiration date is. You got to know when to hang it up. But what is this strategy? What is this technique? What is this thing that you've been doing two times every day that's helped to grow your business?
Well, it's been going live.
Wow. That's what a coincidence. We're live right now. Right?
Yeah. Back in November when I was on Matt was the guy in your shoes at that time. And he was the Oprah. He was Oprah. I was Tom Cruise jumping on the couch, excited about this business. And he said something about you need to go live. And I'm like, aye, Captain, I will. And so
aye, Oprah.
Yeah, Oprah. The next couple of days I was able to, and I have not quit since until yesterday morning.
And so what sort of results has that produced, and how have those results been different than what was happening before you started going live twice a day?
Well, about the 1st of October is when I actually started making video content, and I was on TikTok only. And, you know, I just had a slow growing account and I still do, in my opinion, it's just a slow growth. Mm. And then, you know, I found out you got to have 1,000 followers. So I finally got to that thanks to the live stream. I mean, Wake Up Legendary back in November. These nice people here helped me out and went and followed, and that helped me get up to 1,000. So I was able to, You know, then go live, and everything, it was very nerve wracking at first. You don't know who's going to get on there. You don't know, you know, good comments, bad comments. You don't know, but it just started creating conversations. And it was also a community that was slowly being built, you know, on my live streams every day with people that are already in this business that just, oh my gosh, the people that have come into this business, and then, you know, I've met because of them hopping on this live stream. Phenomenal. Just amazingly phenomenal group of people. So it's a mixture of people who are already in the business and then newcomers saying, hey, what are y'all talking about? What are you selling? What are you doing? And it has just been, you know, in November when I started, there was, you know, a little bit of progress. In December it grew. In January it really exploded. And it's been that way ever since. So it has made a tremendous difference in my business. Tremendous.
So when you say it really exploded, what does that mean? Does that mean just like leads started to come in, DMs started to blow up, your list started to grow, a lot of things, a lot, including all money and commissions being made.
All of that. I mean, you know, I don't know if we can say this, but I mean, it took me to a 5-figure income when I say exploded in January. That's what happened. And of course we know there's no guarantee of that. And there's
an income claim as long as we give a disclaimer or disclosure that it's what you've produced, not just sitting on your duff doing nothing, or you know, it's not the typical or average result. It's it's an extraordinary result, because and tell me what you think about this. It's pretty extraordinary for somebody to just stick with something, let alone try new things and be willing to take suggestions like you're doing. Folks, that is extraordinary. I know that we've grown up thinking that Superman, Batman, Wonder Woman is what it takes to be extraordinary. It's really not. Just
perseverance.
Just doing something, just working really hard for something is extraordinary. Just sticking with something for a year. Oh my God, that's like an eternity. That's like that's like 7 years to humans. I actually think humans and dogs are backwards, because we treat a year like it's 7 years. It's fast. And then we complain on you know, January 1st, or are depressed that our life is no different than it was last year when we were making New Year's resolutions. Mm-hmm. And then after so many years, what do? We get bitter about holidays. Why do we get bitter about holidays? Because we can't afford them. We can't afford them. That's why.
Right.
We can't afford a nice Easter where we can get people stuff. I can't afford somebody's birthday where I can buy them a nice present. I can't afford Christmas. I mean, let's just start there at the very bare level. Is, folks, getting extra, you know, doing something extraordinary is really not about becoming superhuman. It's really just about working really consistently on your business for 6 months until it begins to catch momentum and really kind of take off. That's actually extraordinary. So, Bat, why did I start on this? Because you said, well, I'm making five figures a month, or had made five figures or whatever. And I said, well, we can say that, but we got to be honest about the other side. And that's why making income claims is such a dangerous or hot topic in this industry, is because the only thing the government wants us to do is just to let people know if we're going to say, hey, I made $1 million, is just to say most people who do this are not making $1 million because they're not doing what I do. Most people bought the challenge, didn't even start it.
Right.
So hell no, they're not going to make that's 30 or 40% of people right off rip.
Right.
Who just buy something and never do something with it. I wouldn't say that, because at least half of the people who come through at least, you know, book a call and make it to eventually talking to somebody.
Right.
But the odds are automatically in our favor right from the very beginning. It's what we need to know, is that the majority of people don't even get off the finish line. So where you think that it's so out of reach for you to be successful, and I'm talking to those of you listening, Amy said something so powerful and so clear. She said, I had made five figures or whatever it was. Some extraordinary number to most of us who are listening, saying, wow, she really made over $10,000 either one time or a month. Either way, I don't care. $10,000 doing this? Yeah, she did. And it's because she stuck with it something long enough for it to pick up momentum. And that sticking with it through that shitty time, that first 30, 60, 90 days, is just what most people are not willing to do. And that's the edge, I think. And so thank you for, you know, sharing your two times live strategy, letting us know that you're making significant income, but it's not the average result that everybody should expect unless they want to do what you're doing. And so what else are you doing on top of going live twice a day? And are you also doing that 7 days a week? Actually, let's stick with the lives here. How did you learn how to host a live and to actually not break down and freak out internally? Like, oh my God, nobody's listening and this is stupid and I just need to end it real quick. Have that like internal panic. How did you overcome that and learn how to talk into the camera and engage people?
Well, first I heard your story where you said that you would do that yourself and there'd be nobody there and you would just be like, we have a massive crowd here tonight. And I just thought, well, that's just what you're going to do, Amy. You know, you don't know who's going to show up there. You don't know who's going to show up. But what I did, I remember the very first
day. Aren't their stories so powerful, Amy? You just said, aren't those stories so powerful? What you remembered, a story that I told. Right. Now, if I would have, if it was a, just a feature, a benefit, or some piece of data, you would have never remembered it. But because it's a story, you remembered it, and it actually helped you. It helped you in a environment, a work environment. Mm-hmm. A story helped you. Mm-hmm. Isn't that interesting? And so those of us who think that we always need to be teaching, or we need to be data points and showing people mechanical overviews and screen sharing videos of the insides of your ClickFunnels account, learn how to tell better stories and watch your business explode. Anyways, sorry to interrupt.
Well, that's okay. That's exactly what my entire live stream's about. It's a story, one story after another. The story of how I was in direct sales for over 20 years, did not like that business at all, was scrolling on TikTok just to find a distraction from the crap that I was doing every day in my job. Came across this girl talking about her affiliate marketing business, heard the kind of income she was making, and was intrigued. And so I got the same information she got. And I just started learning it. And I thought, well, if she's doing this, and as it turns out, a lot of other people are too, then I can learn it. And so I just started on the education part of it, setting it up. Nervous as can be. This is the story I tell on my live stream every day. And I do say.
Hold on. You just made a big, statement.
Okay.
I just need you to hold on real quick. I'm just trying to find an ad real quick that I think will be valuable to you, but. What did you just say that was so powerful that I stopped you on? I'm doing something twice. What did you say? The hell did you say?
Come on. That I saw this girl talking about her business, and she had made a really big income in 7 weeks, and it just made me want to learn the information she learned. And I said, if other people are doing this, I can do this too. I can learn this too. So I got the information she got, and I started applying it. Knowing that it would take time. I don't remember if I said all this, knowing that it would take time to build it up. It's not anything. Yeah. This is what I say in my live stream. This is not get rich quick. There are no guarantees that you'll ever make a dime. There's no guarantee I'll even make another dime.
She's telling the same story over and over. That's what you said that really.
Yeah,
thank you,
I do. I tell the same stories every single day. And the wonderful people who hop on my live stream with me are probably like, oh God, here she goes again. But it's the same stories every day. It's the same stories every day of other people's success. If I didn't have any success yet, and I didn't in the beginning, I would tell other people's stories. It's just like, you know, there's so many
Hold on. This idiot who's posing as us trying to message you Bitcoin and all this bullshit on the show is not our company, people. Please understand that. I'm just seeing this comment right now. Anybody who's on the show that's direct messaging you while you're watching this show should be ashamed of themselves, okay? And they're not a representative of us, and they're a complete distraction to you and your business. What Amy's saying right here is the most important thing you'll probably hear all day, maybe all week. And I want to zero back in on that comment. You're telling the same story over and over. I think that people don't realize that you can tell that as a matter of fact, your entire career, you need to get good at telling one or two stories really well.
Right.
That's the point that I wanted to highlight from the comment you just made.
I read a book by Frank Becker. He used to be a professional baseball player, and it was called How I Raised Myself from Failure to Success in Selling. And in that book, he said, if you will just go out and tell your story four or five times a day, you know, he was in insurance sales. But he said, if you'll just go tell your story four or five times a day, there's no way you can't make money. And,
you know, I talk about my history and the fact that I'm was once homeless, was addict, you know, recovering heroin addict, opiate addict, you know, have been in long-term recovery for over, you know, almost 14 years. I mean, I talk about my story of homelessness, just the same condensed little 15 or 30 second version and that's really what is important in a quick setting is like that kind of that story selling or telling formula that I learned in 12 step recovery. was just what it was like, what happened, what it's like now. And it's just,
yeah,
you know, hey, I was a, you know, homeless guy addicted to heroin, and a high school dropout. And, you know, I got clean and bought a little rinky dink laptop and am self-taught online, you know, marketer, and I'm now a multimillionaire as a result of it. I do that full time and have been clean for 2 years or whatever it is, or 10 years, you know, whatever your little milestones, what it was like, what happened and what it's like now, whatever that is, I agree with Frank. You should be telling that a minimum of 5 times a day. You should be telling that to people that you pass by and get into. People are always, you know, you're standing around with people and you're like, you don't have anything to talk about. Well, you have a story. Practice. If people around you are not conversating, then figure out a way to, you know, practice telling your story without making it awkward. I mean, just find ways to tell your story. I mean, sometimes when I'm dealing with, when I'm making purchases and I'm buying something, I'll make it a point to tell the person that I'm buying somehow, some way, tell them a little bit about my story. Why? Because I like to be an interesting and engaging client. I have people here that are putting some gutters and a leaf filtration system on my gutters, leaf filter, on my office house right now. And the first thing I did was go out and give them $150 or $50 each. There's 3 of them. I tipped them before the job started, right? And if I had the opportunity to stand there and they said, oh, hey, you know, nice car or whatever, I would take the opportunity to tell my story. I didn't then because the show was starting. I had to come inside and start the show. But any opportunity that I have, I tell my story even today, because it helps me continue to be sharp. Do you agree, Amy? Obviously you do.
I do. And I tell the same, you know, disclaimers every day. Yeah, this happened to me. There's no guarantee it'll happen to anybody else. There's no guarantee it'll happen to me again, ever. But I tell that story and I tell that what's happened to me because it works. This works. Like, this actually works. You hear about all kinds of stuff out there on TikTok and on the internet in general about people making, you know, this kind of money, that kind of money, this kind of thing happening. And you're like, well, is that for real? This actually works. And it was just as surprising to me as anybody else. Like, this actually works, you know? So I do, I tell the same stories. I tell your story every single day. This guy, Dave, he's just a normal guy. He went to school. He had under drug issues.
Then he dropped out of school.
I say all that. I want people to understand that, you know, I am 100% authentic. You have to be 1000% honest. And that is part of my story. So I tell it. And you just have to be somebody that people can actually trust. Otherwise, it will go nowhere. It absolutely will go. I mean, I won't go anywhere. If I didn't trust you, I never would have started this business. If I didn't trust your training, if I didn't trust you knew what you were doing, I'd have kept working. So it's just something I do every day, usually twice a day, until yesterday morning.
It's easy, isn't it? It's easy.
To go live?
Well, just to tell your story because you know it. You don't have to come up. You don't even have to learn anything new. You don't have to. I mean, it's not really anything that is. It might feel vulnerable or something if you're talking about things for the first little while. But then I'm telling you, it's just that unwillingness. Most people would get over it in one time, and it's just a fear, a paralyzation, whatever, that they just can't get it out. Just even one time. What I encourage some of you who are feeling like that to do is to find somebody who you feel safe with. Stop being such a tough guy. Stop being such a tough gal and find somebody that you feel safe with, that you're okay emotionally undressing in front of, and say, hey, look, I need a safe person that I can tell my story, or you know what? Don't even tell them that you're using them as a sounding board. just start telling your story to somebody that you think is the safest person, and be ready to screw it up, to say something dumb, to get a weird look, whatever. Know it's your first time. Or you know what? The other thing that you can do, if you guys really want to hire somebody to be a professionally safe person, to learn how to start unpacking some of your shit, because there is an element of unpacking that I'm actually asking some of you to do, which is why we talk about personal development and actually looking at your limiting beliefs, becoming aware of your limiting beliefs, becoming aware of things that are holding you back, because maybe that's the thing that you can talk about overcoming. Maybe that can be your win, is your paralyzing fear. Mm-hmm. I mean, maybe the very thing that you say that you need is kind of right in front of you, that story, and isn't it so relevant? Who couldn't relate to that? It's like, right. I was paralyzed. The internet, like Web 2.0, some people are saying, is dying. Facebook and Netflix, with the recent stock drops and the bad taste everybody has in their mouth for Facebook, even though we're on it right now, it's sort of like a love-hate relationship. But, you know, getting on camera or running a business or being on Zoom nowadays is almost mandatory. There's no excuse. You can't say, I don't, because for some, even for some jobs, you're working from home, but you still got to show up on camera. That's like how you show up to the office. Do you guys get it? So whether, you know, it's a thing everybody can relate to. It's a thing everybody can relate to is moving from basically Web 2.0 to Web 3.0, right? That's kind of what's happening right now, because Web 2.0 is all about text and chat and words. And now like Web 3.0 is really about video and virtual reality and in right. this, whatever this metaverse is, where we're going to be sitting in a virtual reality room with each other. Look, I'm not that far down the rabbit hole yet, but can we all just sort of agree that it's a pretty common thing we're all bumping up against, is how do we coexist and live and operate in this new world of video and video chat and webinar and TikToking and Instagramming, and how do we do it? When do we do it? When are we going to do it? We're all a little hesitant. It makes us all a little bit nervous. So come on, folks. You don't think that if you overcome that fear and then talk about that, you're not going to get an army of people who can relate to that? Maybe that can be a story that you can begin to tell, that you can begin to practice some vulnerability a little bit, because that is what brings people in. It is vulnerability. Some of you still need to read Brené Brown's Daring Greatly and understand how the greatest CEOs, the greatest leaders in the world have led from a place of vulnerability, not from a place of domination or ego or machismo, right? If I think that's more of a Latin culture thing. That's a thing that a lot of my friends say is kind of like a tough guy, you know, like. But folks, you know, we're all bumping up against this, and there's a beautiful opportunity to create a heroic story, a hero's story right there from just building your business and doing the things that Amy, maybe I'm a dreamer. Maybe I'm reaching too far, but I'm just trying to come up with every day desperately little ways that people can just take advantage of this phenomenon that's happening right now. You did direct sales for 20 years, taking people to home and hotel meetings, I'm sure, party planning, coming, you know, traveling, driving to I can remember, yeah. I did it, my very first MLM. I signed up and, you know, a lady walked up to me. I was in drug treatment and I was working at a telemarketing place, and she walked up to me. I'll never forget, her name's Katrina. And she said, you know, I've been watching you. You look like a sharp guy. Do you keep your business options open? And I thought to myself, it's about time somebody noticed how sharp I am. You know what I mean? Of course I keep my business options open. And she invited me over to a business meeting, and I'm like, oh my. Okay. I told my mom, I said, I'm going to to need a ride over. You know, of course, I'm living at home here. I'm wrapping up my, I'm graduating from drug treatment, living with mom or whatever. And so I go to the meeting, and then of course I call mom at the end of the meeting and I say, hey, you know, I'm going to need to borrow some money to sign up in this MLM, right? And I found myself standing in front of a room stuffing, you know, a week later, cheeseburgers from McDonald's inside of a stocking to show what fast food does to your digestion system so we could pitch our products, you know. And I got one pity sale from my mom's friend, you know, and that was, you know, the start. So you know what it's like. I know what it's like, some of these alternative businesses. Talk about, just from your perspective, 20 years in direct sales, what is this how big is this opportunity? Is it really easier? Is it simpler? How powerful, and also give us some comparison context to some of the other quote home businesses that have been available for people to do in the past.
Well, there's no such thing as easy. there's just not. I mean, if you get the winning lottery ticket, then you might have made some easy money. But other than that, it's a grind no matter what business you're in. And the thing about the direct sales business that I was in for over 20 years was, from the start, something didn't feel good about it. And I just thought, well, I just, you know, it's just uncomfortable, and you have to get uncomfortable to get what you want. I was prepared for that. And I was like, okay, I can get uncomfortable. So I was uncomfortable a lot and for a very, very long time, but I wanted the perks that come with a direct sales business, and I got them. But then there just came a day after a really long time, there came a day, and it was last year, that I just said, I will not live my life anymore with this. And I figured out, you know, the average lifespan is 76 years. Okay. That's like 27,400 days. Like, how many more of these am I willing to give up doing some kind of business that I don't have any joy or fulfillment in? So what about the money? So what about the free car? So what, you know, if you don't enjoy what you do, that is crappy. That's not success. You can have money or whatever, but if you don't have fulfillment, then you're missing out. Well, the fact of the matter is, I didn't have enough money. I was not making enough money. So not only did I not have joy and fulfillment, I was not making enough income either. So when this came around, it was just a bell went off in my head. Like, I could still have freedom and flexibility like I did in my direct sales job. I could still have an unlimited income potential. I still don't have to have a boss. I can still work from anywhere. Real, I can still do that, but I don't have to have any kind of inventory. I don't have to ship it to people. I don't have to worry about all this customer service. I don't have to do all that. And that was just like the angels started singing and the skies opened. And I said, I have to find out about this. So of course the income didn't come right away. And, you know, and all the six, you know, all the people getting started on the 15-day challenge, all that stuff didn't come right away. You know, I became an affiliate for 5 other companies as well. And none of that happened right away. It requires perseverance and just putting your head down and trying really hard not to compare yourself to other people, which is hard to do. But it just requires that. So no, this is not easy. Absolutely not. This is not easy. And in fact, sometimes it feels hard, but you know, being broke's hard. Being in a job you don't like's hard. You know, you've heard it. You've heard that saying, choose your hard. So I'm like, I'll take this hard any day. I can still have all these perks that I want, the freedom, flexibility to do this business wherever I am. I do 99% of it on my phone, which, you know, is with me everywhere I go. It just goes with me. Who's everywhere. That?
Who is this?
That would be my husband. I just saw that. I don't know how I can see that one and I can't see the rest of them, but...
I figured it was either some guy that is claiming that he's your husband, and but it seems to be the real deal.
He is the real deal.
There you go.
He's the real deal. And he actually surprised me when he decided to start this business. He's been in his job almost 30 years. And he is not the free spirit that I am. He's not, you know, the impulsive risk taker that I am. And so he just surprised me on one of my live streams. He hopped on there a couple months ago and said, I'm going to do this. And I was like, you are? And he got started on the 15-day challenge. And I thought that the reason he was excited about this was because he saw results coming in. That's not what it was. It was the passion he saw in me, the excitement, the joy, the fulfillment, the, oh my gosh, that he just saw that in me every day. He sees that in me every day. And it just made him say, there's gotta be something to this. And there is something to this. It's not for everybody, but if anybody listened here, I mean, you've already kind of bought into this whole idea of being a digital marketer or freelance, you know, affiliate marketer or whatever. And it is all, you know, that it is an unlimited opportunity. There is massive abundance available. You just have to persevere. You just have to keep on even. And I say this all the time in my lives, you have to keep going even when it looks like nothing's happening. And a lot of times it looks like nothing's happening.
Well, do you feel yourself growing as a human being? Do you feel the physical growth? I've never personally felt myself grow 6 inches, but people would see me and be like, oh my God, you've shot up. You know, think back to your, it's been a while since probably most of us have actually grown. I've only grown this way. I don't grow this way anymore, but it's kind of the same thing in this business, is you don't really feel yourself growing until, you know, one day you just kind of like almost wake up and are just like, holy crap. Like, how did all this even happen? Like, how did this, I mean, and I've done that. I even do that today. Like, you know, we just had a record-breaking year last year. We just had our biggest record-breaking month in company history, in terms of collected sales, just last month. Yeah. You know, we're in our sixth year of business. And last month, you know, we just had our biggest month in sales ever. And so, you know, I still have these moments to where I'm like, wow, it's almost like you come up for water, like you're scuba diving and working so hard underwater or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then you just kind of come up, and you just look around and you're just like, I know I'm like, wow, like this is really grown beyond my expectations or even really my goals or what I thought was possible in this economy or whatever, you know? So obviously you're experiencing that too. And I really love that, because it's like, don't quit. It's another way to say, don't quit before the miracle happens, which was actually something that I was told in recovery when I was detoxing and withdrawing, you know, 13, 14 years ago from opiates and heroin and everything, and wanted to use, didn't want to get high, just wanted to medicate. If any of you know what it's like, Johnny Depp actually just was on the stand yesterday and he was talking about withdrawing from opiates. And he talked about how the inside of your body feels like it's on fire. And because he was detoxing at some point on himself, and he was describing that. And you know, and so of course, what do you want to do? You want that to stop. And so people said, don't quit before the miracle happens, Dave. Right. Don't quit before the miracle happens. Because even though you feel like your insides are on fire right now, even though you feel like you want to give up, throw the towel in, go medicate, whatever it is, you know what I mean? We've all got our ways to medicate. Let's be honest, when we're in front of the computer and or we're trying to learn something, and there's, you know, it's at, whether it's alcohol, maybe it's drugs, maybe it's porn. I mean, come on, let's talk about this stuff. What's our addictions? What's taking us away? What's making us feel shameful? What's keeping us from being our best self? I mean, for me, I really, you know, and Amy, there's a certain part of your story that's a lot like that too. I mean, you stayed in a business for 20 years that you didn't love. Why did you do that? You know, and you don't have to answer that here. I'm not asking you that, but isn't that powerful questions to ask? It's like, why did I stay in a relationship with somebody for so long who is abusive or who never became supportive or was narcissistic or whatever? Why did I stay there? Why did I do that for so long? These are powerful questions that we can ask that ultimately, I think, you know, bring us to this place of being able to tell better stories, to get better results in our marketing, because we're, you know, we're more clear, we're more powerful, you know, we're standing in and following through with our business versus, you know, getting pulled away from all these things, simply because what, we're not willing to talk about them. No, let's talk about them. Let's talk about the things that hold entrepreneurs back. It's not your lack of skills. It's your lack of, ability to be able to focus. It's your limiting beliefs. It's the trauma. It's the story that you tell yourself when things get hard that you probably heard somebody else talk about when you were little and somehow you adopted that. I give stuff back to people. My dad, I had a really heated conversation with my dad the other day, and he hit me with something talking about don't berate him or something. And I said, that's not my shit. I'm not berating you. I love you. I'm your son. I'm passionately asking you for help with something. I said, I'm not your dad or your mom or whoever berated you from your childhood, right? So I also give people back things that I don't want now. If you're trying to give me something that's from a previous generation, I'll give it back to you. So I give shame back to my parents. I give things, if somebody wants to try to make me guilty or make me responsible for something, I don't take that. I give that back to them because all these things keep me from being my best self on camera. Another way that you show up confidently and with passion on camera is you be about what you're talking about and believe in what you're talking about and actually get it in your DNA so it becomes more than just some shtick or some job that you're doing. You actually stick with it until it changes your life, and then you can be passionate as you tell other people about, you know, how it changed your life, you know, but you got to stick with it until you have that breakthrough. And that's your whole story, right, Amy? That's exactly what you just said. It was hard. And then for 6 months, it sucked. And like, but then I had a breakthrough. And now, and then things just took off in January. And now here we are in April. And where are you now? Are you anywhere remotely close to quitting or giving up or considering that? Or tell us a little bit, get us inside your head and help us see what you see here for the rest of 2022. Or what are you focused on now? What are you working on? What are you trying to get better at?
Well, I'm in no way a quitter, and I'm not even close to that frame of thought. And just like a lot of other people, my account was banned yesterday. And I'm just like, okay, well, this gives me an opportunity to regroup. just in the middle of a live stream, night before last, it just cut off. And then yesterday morning, it was just permanently banned. So I had a backup account, and I'm just, you know, I don't have all these things figured out, TikTok. But yeah. I do know that this works. And so the goal here is to, you know, and I heard Josh talking yesterday about how many people have moved away from TikTok and, you know, you need to stick with TikTok. And I agree. I agree. You do. But I also think I need to expand to other platforms, like, you know, like I've also seen other people do, because when you have your eggs in one basket and TikTok decides to play God, you know, then you are like, well, now what? So,
why are you not already just at the very least repurposing content? Your TikTok, you are.
I am on Instagram,
Pinterest, yeah. YouTube Shorts, Facebook Reels now are going crazy.
Yeah,
everybody needs to get on this. It's kind of like one of the things that we don't really have a whole lot of time right in this moment to make training to, because it's really just about taking the content that you have on TikTok and making it native to the platform that you're posting it on. So what does that mean? It means as if it's supposed to be there and wasn't originally posted on TikTok first.
Right.
So you take the watermark off. You put it in the right format so somebody can watch it vertically on, you know, we're going back to vertical video in many ways, right? I mean, it's really about not making people have to turn their phones like this to watch a video.
Yeah. You know?
So I got to make sure that my content's native, and but as long as I do that, I use the same content and I repurpose it. Pinterest is a big one that I think we're you know, Jamar even says, I keep shouting from the rooftops, YouTube, search, what up, Jay? Search content lives a long time. It does. Mm-hmm. It does. Search content lives a long time. I got some stories, man. I mean, I got some stories about some affiliates that I've seen who were building YouTube channels and then literally were getting so much perpetual traffic from past videos. Because, you know, yeah, YouTube is a search engine. It can, if it thinks that this is a great video to match with that keyword or that question, mm-hmm. they'll keep showing that video over and over and over again. There's been a couple of people who have lived on old YouTube videos for up to, I've seen people live on YouTube videos for up to 2 years without doing another single piece of content.
Wow.
Just living on the old perpetual traffic, reoccurring traffic from their YouTube videos. And oh, by the way, that, you know, some of them don't even have a ton of videos on their YouTube channel. Jay Brown is one of the guys that I'm talking about. He was an LM affiliate back a long time ago, hit diamond and everything, hit diamond [S2] Wow. [S1] Hit diamond, I think. And he hadn't posted a video on YouTube in like 6 or 12 months. I mean, it was insane. And I still haven't talked to him. He still hasn't, I don't know what he's doing. Anybody know what Jay is doing? Tell him I said, what's up? I'm serious, man. This affiliate people say there's no passive income, and I'd be interested to wonder if Jamar agrees with this. Some people say he's a military guy. I mean, I trust that he's, I like Jamar. Jamar, I hope you're doing well. I almost think that affiliate marketing and creating content in certain ways, like on YouTube and in some of this content that lives on forever and ever and ever, or if you have a system that's down pat, like some of you could really dial this business into literally 1 day a week, you know, 1 or 2 days a week, if you got super focused, well, without the going live. All right. Without the going live. Okay. If you're going live, but I'm talking about recording one day, putting everything in draft, writing all your emails the next day. If you had to, even you, Amy, without going live, you could do everything you needed to do if you were going on vacation or something in a day. If you needed to record and put them on draft and then you just log on, publish them or whatever. Yeah. We could all set our broadcast to go out in our email autoresponder. Trust me, I've been doing this for a long time. So, it's here's my point. I think it's one of the closest things to actual passive income that exists. And I think I'm qualified to say that because I don't really think passive income exists, except, if you own stocks. Or mm-hmm. if you own like Bitcoin or something like that, and it just goes up in value. But even real estate, if you're renting or have tenants, trust me, it takes work because I've got rentals. It's not completely passive. So I think for those of you who are looking for passive income, this is as close to it as you're going to get. And instead of continuing to chase passive income where you don't have to work and you make money, just lean into the idea of figuring out how to do this business efficiently.
Right. And
focus on other things. How can I stop wasting so much time? Instead of putting the focus on the business as if it's the problem, it's not providing passive income, focus on you. And well, how can I get this business down to a day or two a week? Or focus on things that you can control, in other words. But I made a strong statement about the passive income and if it really exists and this being the closest thing to passive income that exists. Do you agree with that or disagree?
I do. I mean, you have to put in the work, but then it can pay off for you even when you're off on vacation, like you said, or even when you're sleeping. As long as you put in the work, then it can become passive.
Yeah, it requires, you know, two things, enough time to really just grind out and learn the ropes and figure out how to, just kind of get by and have a nice $50,000 to $100,000 a year affiliate income.
Yeah.
It's not difficult to do. There's a lot of people. You just really got to understand the blueprint, and then, and that I really do mean that, folks. Like we named our flagship program the Blueprints, because when you understand the blueprints, all the details make a lot more sense and they don't matter as much. You know, when you understand the big picture of where you're going and what you're doing, and we don't even really scratch the surface. It's one of the reasons why we're starting to put up a featured application for those of you who want to apply to be on the show, is because we want to hear from more people who are doing different things in the other core four business models. Are you using this knowledge to create courses and sell courses? Are you using this knowledge to run coaching programs? You know, are you using some of the different blueprints? If you are, or you're even applying the knowledge to a job that you have, how you do one thing is how you do everything. We have people in this community who are doing that, and you want to come on the show and talk about it, then fill out the application on legendarymarketer.com/featured. We already have a long waiting list, but we want to try to mix in people who are doing different things. And the reason why I bring that up, Amy, is because we don't even really scratch the surface on the show that often with people who are selling courses or who are selling coaching or using some of the other core four business models. And there's other ways to create more automated income when you get into building an amazing funnel and then running ads or even recruiting affiliates or whatever and having traffic coming in. You know, there's different places that, you know, there's different things that you can do with these business models of selling information. And, you know, I just want to know, how do you see those pieces fitting in? Are you in love with affiliate marketing and just prefer to stick with that business model and have no desire to, dip your toe in any of the other business models, or do those somehow fit into your future plans?
They do. They fit into my future. Affiliate marketing is for right now. And although I think I'll always be part of it somehow, mm-hmm. I definitely would love to be in the coaching and consulting end of it. If I felt like I knew what I was talking about, I would go ahead and do that. But I feel like my knowledge is still kind of limited. And then before I even found this last summer, I took a course on how to create digital courses. And so that's definitely right up my alley. I love writing and, would love to create something like that could be beneficial, you know, of course, online. So as far as big events, well, we'll see. I mean, I gotta do the others first, I believe, you know, but definitely I love all four of these online models. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, there's a lot that you can do, and there's, you know, we really only just scratch the surface, but the surface is exciting. Yeah. That's why we stay there a lot, because it's not like level one is not as exciting as level four or whatever. It's not like that. It's just, how do you see yourself best being successful? Is it that you want to market other people's information, or do you want to package your own information and market and sell it? I mean, it's a real simple thing. And 99% of people start out with affiliate marketing, and then they go to different places and do different things. And I think that's one of the things that's hard to track that we don't really realize. You know, we hear a lot of people on TikTok and a lot of these places saying, well, Legendary only teaches people to promote Legendary. Folks, that is so far from the truth. It's complete ignorance in action. It's ignorance. It's people who are, you know, they're the people who, quite frankly, you want to just unfriend, I mean, block, not pay attention to. I mean, these people are the people that don't know the difference between an actual Ponzi scheme, an actual, you know, what's funny is that somebody will be like, oh, you know, Legendary only teaches people to promote Legendary. And then they'll turn around and promote some actual Ponzi scheme or pyramid scheme. You know what I mean? Something where you're, you know, there's no real product and you're just, you're buying your affiliate position, and then you're going out and you're recruiting more people to come in and not buy any products, but just pay the, look, if they're, the product and the affiliate fee are both the same thing, you're in trouble. You know, you might not have as legitimate of a business as you think you do, because they're, you know, so this is a online school for online marketers. I mean, and my point here is that you'd be amazed how many people have used this community as a launch pad. Not everybody is, you know, a lot of people, folks, wake up. I can point many of them out, have gone on to, you know, use these skills in other places. Some of them have launched other companies. Some of them have launched companies that compete with us. And then we got to say, stop being a dick, stop being an idiot. Stop. We trained you not to copy us, but to go out and be your own person. But, you know, there's so many people who are using these skills and using this community as a launch pad. It's far beyond and bigger than anything that I am responsible for could truly have made happen. I mean, this community is in, all the people in it are creating a launch pad for people to go and use these skills both as affiliates, but also as they're getting consulting gigs. They now know how to get customers. They know how to get customers. And that is a skill set that don't you wish you had for 20 years in direct sales, understanding how to generate leads.
Yeah.
Cold leads, not friends and family, but cold traffic. The people who are actually going to become customers in your business. The dirty little secret that MLM never tells us, God bless them, it's where I got my entrepreneurial start, is that your friends and family are not going to be your best customers.
Right. No, they're not going to make you rich.
They're not going to buy shit. Mm-mm. Okay. You guys understand that? They're not going to buy shit, and they ain't going to support your ass. Period. They're going to love you, but they're going to question what you're doing, because that's what family and friends do. They have your best interest in mind, and how they show their love is usually by questioning and criticizing. Don't ask me why. We're not here to dig into human being psychology. I'm just telling you that so you folks don't feel alone. So in any business, you need to know how to generate cold leads, else your business is dead. If you're relying on friends and family in your lawn service business, in your landscaping business, in your MLM business, in your affiliate, whatever it is, it's going to fail. You have to know how to generate cold leads that don't know you, how to turn strangers into clicks and those clicks into customers and eventually into cash. But Amy, give us some final wisdom and tell us, you know, what you want us to hear before we let you go on this second round. Thank you for coming back a second time and just both sitting through my rants, but also delivering the value in your story.
Third.
Okay, folks, listen, for those of you who think that people aren't coming back on the show, and I just say that for shits and giggles at the end of every show, thank you so much. That may be a record. I don't know if anybody's been on three times or not. But
definitely not a record. I would just say that opportunity passes people by when they're not prepared. And this business of affiliate marketing and learning this digital marketing business has just... it's just like a stepping stone into the other business models, and all four of them that we just talked about, affiliate marketing and coaching and consulting, digital courses and events, all four of them can create the fortune that you want, you know, one or all of them. And so be prepared, you know, go to the classes or the Zoom calls or whatever, read the books, listen to the interviews, the Wake Up Legendary interviews, just pay attention to, you know, what we have right in front of us, and be prepared. Become prepared for the fortune. Become prepared for the challenges and for, you know, for the disappointments. Just be prepared and persevere. Yeah. You know, that's what it requires.
Life is about struggle. Life is about difficulty. You know, if you're not struggling, you're not growing.
That's right.
And I don't know, you know, in recent modern day society, you know, we've been conditioned to think that everything should be easy. Why? Well, because that's what human beings want. So that's what people sell, because that's what they'll buy. Yeah. We won't buy this shit's really hard. We want to buy easy.
Yeah.
We want to buy, you know, we want to buy surgeries and pills and quick fixes and all that stuff. Trust me, we all do.
Yeah.
Me too. Do I want to go to the gym or do I want to just take a pill? Of course I want to take a pill. Who doesn't? I mean, if that existed. So becoming an entrepreneur and now coming into this and hearing some of this, it can be shocking. It's like, wait, hold on a second. I want the McDonald's of home businesses. I want the McDonald's. I just want to drive through, man. You know, I just want the convenience. I just want it fast. I want it cheap. I want it free. And then it's like, wow, hold on a second. You're talking about the consumer side. Now you're asking to walk behind the curtain and now be on the marketing side, but you want to still act like a consumer.
Right.
Now, if you want to come behind the curtain and you want to see what it's like to sell to consumers, to be the people who are making the money instead of always broke buying stuff, standing outside for the latest and greatest, you know, Swatch watch or PlayStation or Air Jordans. I mean, if that's the person you want to be, we love you, because you're probably going to buy something from one of us.
Right.
But if you want to come around the curtain and you want to see, you know, what does it take to be a successful entrepreneur? What are we actually doing behind the curtain to put on the show, to run the business? What are we doing? Because I promise you, when you come behind the curtain of a New York Broadway, there's a lot of people running around and it's looking crazy to make that show beautiful and successful. So if those of you who are here brand new, you want to come around the curtain and be with the owners, you want to be with the entrepreneurs, just understand that it's a different conversation than standing out in front of Foot Locker waiting all night long in your tent for a pair of Air Jordans. It's a different conversation.
That's right.
This is not the comments on a Reddit thread where everybody's bitching about the Twitter CEO or whatever. This is, let's figure out how to get an ad in front of those people. And what are those people buying? I mean, that's how a marketer thinks. And you know what? That's how you build a fortune. You know, the fortune is in, again, you got to stop acting and thinking and speaking like a consumer. And you have to start. That's why I say, listen to this show every day, even if it's the podcast or the replays, if that's the very least that you can do, because you're going to hear straight entrepreneur talk. There's no consumer talk here, because, you know, that's what we're doing here. We're, you know, and even you said that I heard a story on a Wake Up Legendary that when I was in the moment of going live and nobody was there, I remembered the story that you told, Dave, about you being on a webinar and nobody was there, but you had built it up and you're too prideful and you didn't want to tell your wife that. So you just said, well, we got a full house here, folks, and just delivered the entire webinar to zero people and did that multiple times. And we'll still do that to this day, to still do that. I still find myself in places to where I'm like, well, that didn't work, or, you know, whatever. Not as many people on the show. I mean, we didn't always have 188 or 200, sometimes up to 300 people on the show. There was 5 or 10 at the beginning. Yeah. Now, there was 5 or 10 and fluctuated in and out where you got, you know, 0 and 1 and you're kind of like, shit, am I talking to anybody? Just talk it like it's a video.
It's the same as videos. You know, you might have 5 views on a video. You just keep going. You just keep making them.
Because somebody's going to watch the replay.
Yeah.
And if you know what, a lot of times people are going to buy into attending the next one by what they watch from the replay. So if you have a low audience, at the very least, if you want to do something, end early. but end strong. Don't end like, end with passion and like you got a full audience. So when somebody comes on and watches the replay, they're like, damn, yeah, maybe I'll catch the live next time.
Right.
All right, Amy. Hey, great to see you. And sorry. Thank you so much. Even, you know, tell your husband special shout out. Thanks for dropping in. Tell him said hello.
Thanks for popping that up there.
Yeah. All right. Well, take care. And maybe we'll do round four in the future. Okay.
Okay. Thank you. Have a good day.
See you, Amy. Bye, y'all. All right, my friends. This is the TikTok. Amy, I'm going to bring you back on here real quick. Is this the one that, did you just get this one banned or,
this one,
or what?
This one's still up. It was just a backup account in case something like this happens. So there's not much on it, but that's where I am right now.
Nice. All right. We'll see you later.
Okay. Bye.
So I want to point out something really important about, you know, about Amy and the fact that just within the last 24, 48 hours, she had an account, you know, deactivated or banned or whatever on TikTok. And, you know, likely a lot of times what that is just, you know, trolls and stuff, you know, flagging, you know, reporting a video or something. And then an algorithm kicks in and it just deactivates it until a person comes and manually reviews it and says, oh, this person's doing nothing wrong. And then they reactivate it. And that's why people usually get their accounts back, usually. But that's not what's important. What I wanted to point out was her mindset, was her attitude. My five-year-old says a positive attitude changes everything. I don't know where she heard that from, but it's true. You know, your attitude changes everything. And I bet you in just a few weeks or even a couple of months, probably when we talk to Amy next, she's going to have a completely different setup. This is nothing going to be nothing but a blip in the road. And isn't it powerful how I sit here and I'm speaking this into existence right now, right? This is required. This is what speaking something into existence is. And I guarantee you, Amy does the same thing. You have to speak positively and you have to pick yourself back up. And you know what's really cool is when you know how to do it once, you can do it over and over again because you have the know-how, the skill. So it's not like this big, oh my God, what if I lose a TikTok? Because you can do it. And you can actually do the same thing even with a small audience on an account that's just getting started. You know, so a couple of points, takeaways that I heard crystal clear was diversify, be on multiple platforms, pick yourself back up and get right back in the game if you had an account banned or deactivated. And man, attitude is everything. Go live because where else are you going to practice speaking and just getting good at that and overcome that fear? There were so many nuggets today. I hope you'll go back and give it a re-listen if you feel that you need to. And we'll see you back here for another episode tomorrow, my friends. All right, get on out of here. Peace.